This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Jeremy White.
We got summer is what we've got. Humidity and summer. 80s and 90s. I mean, it's going to be hot.
Are we allowed to complain or no, because May was so bad that it was like enough of the 40s and 50s?
You're allowed. It will just reinforce my belief that 90% of life is asking when the current weather situation will change.
And Joe DiBiase.
I've been to Athens. Not impressed.
You were not impressed?
No. The Parthenon was really cool and awesome, and the rest of it, eh.
Not impressed.
It's not what you think. You think you're going to show up at this city that's been around since the BC times, and you realize, oh, wait, they rebuilt this all in, like, 1850. If I want to see buildings that were built in 1850, I just go downtown.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I stand by that.
Yeah.
Unimpressive.
Unimpressed by Athens.
Unimpressed by Athens.
Maybe you should go back. I was unimpressed by Boston and then went back 10 years later and came away very impressed by Boston. I used to say Boston was overrated, and I no longer say that.
When did you say Boston was overrated?
For the last 10 years until about 2 months ago.
And you had gone there once?
Nah, more than once.
Okay, you had been there more than once, yep. And you thought that it was overrated?
I thought it was
Okay.
And now I have completely changed that opinion. I think it's pretty great. So,
okay.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Jeremy and Joe. It's humid out there. Fog on the windows.
A lot of fog on the windows.
It was so foggy on the windows at the house, I thought it rained overnight. I went outside to the backyard to see, oh, did we leave anything outside? That's how wet the windows were from the humidity. And, oh, geez, what did we leave outside? Open the door and, no, it's just humid. It's a tropical air system.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But tropical.
So when you're walking, when we're walking in the building, like across the wall that we are sitting on right now, all of those windows are like, you can't even see out of them because there's so much fog on those windows.
Right.
These windows in here have no fog. Does that mean that it's just as humid in here? Would that make sense?
It might.
Because there's no fog on these windows.
That's right.
In our studio here.
There is fog on other windows. Perhaps the mass is moving in a direction.
Maybe. Josh has a little bit of fog on that window over there, I think. So I'm not sure. Is that how it works anyway? If it's equally as foggy on the other side of the window, then there's no fog?
Great question.
I have no idea.
We'll have to get WBEN's meteorologist on this.
How does humidity work? And how does fog work? Hammer.
It's droplets of water in the air.
Yeah.
And I'll take no further questions.
That's it.
Anyway, good morning. Happy Tuesday. We got a Bo Byram signing overnight. The Sabres signed Bo Byram. We'll get to that. We've got, I've got a bunch of stuff to get to today, including
a kid robbing someone of a home run in the home run derby.
I've got that. I think the Sabres schedule is coming out this week. Okay. I have a let's get stupid on the second round picks idea to get to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The second-round picks remain unsigned. Bills rookies report to camp today. Perhaps today's the day we find out that TJ Sanders is the latest to not report to training camp because second-round picks are not going to report.
What I'm going to need to do now is study. I'm going to have his picture open just for the entirety of today's show, just to familiarize myself with his face because the way we probably find out whether he is there or not is, aren't the Bills going to tweet out some video of, hey, the rookies have arrived, and they're walking into the building?
And it won't be Sanders?
Well, we'll have to look through the video and see if one of the people walking in is Sanders, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't know what TJ Sanders looks like really yet. So
we'll find out. Sanders, all the other second-round picks, Nick Emmanuel, Seattle, he's the next one up that could sign. You know, there's a lot that could get going with this. So let's get stupid on that. I also have a big-picture conversation on Josh Allen that's going to be maybe some fun.
Okay.
So, like, you know, plenty to get to. Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com, he has a piece on Dalton Kincaid. He just dropped a big long-form piece on Dalton Kincaid. We'll talk to him about that at 7 o'clock. And Paul, I think we're going to talk to Paul at 8 on the Byram deal. So if you want to start on the Byram deal, all right, sure. It's July 15th. Let's talk a little Sabres offseason. My question would be, I got one question for everybody out there. If you still follow the hockey team in town, the Buffalo Sabres, and pay attention to their offseasons, if they had not traded Peterka because they didn't want to, like Peterka wanted them to move him.
Right.
So if he didn't want to be moved, what would the offseason have been? Because here's Bo Byram on the team, extended for 2 years, because you couldn't get a deal done. You couldn't get a trade done. If you had not traded Peterka, who wanted that to happen, he made that happen, what would your offseason have been? A Connor Clifton trade and Alex Lyon? Is that your offseason?
That might have been it, which is... That is the equivalent of nothing.
That is doing nothing.
It is adding a rotational goalie and a third pair defenseman that maybe plays, if you're lucky, he's on the ice 17 minutes a night.
Yeah.
Like, if you're lucky. So they bring back Byram, by the way, with the Peterka trade, adding a defenseman. Right? Like, their big move of the offseason was adding a defenseman. Two of their biggest three moves were adding defensemen. And yet they still have, for now, kept him around. I don't know, though, that this means he won't be traded. It doesn't seem to make it the favorite, right? Like, all along, I've thought the most likely outcome was he would get dealt. And is that different now? Because he's under contract? I mean, I guess another team no longer has control over the contract situation. He signed a 2-year deal, so if I'm right in the rules, he can't sign a long-term extension for a year. And if a team was maybe wanting to do that, that's now off the table for 12 months. So I think maybe it makes a trade harder to not deal him before arbitration and instead do a 2-year contract. So, I don't know, I kind of think it's more likely to me this morning than it has been for 6 months that he's going to start next season on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in the top pair.
On the top pair as an expensive pairing for Darlene, despite being a guy that is not good away from Darlene and good with Darlene, which is true for a lot, right?
That's right.
That's pretty much everybody. I mean, I don't hate that he's on the team. Big picture stuff with the Sabres, I wonder... if they've been spooked off of those early long extensions that they signed everybody to, right? For a while there, it was Cousins, Thompson, Samuelson. I mean, everybody got extensions.
Lukanen was the next year, but that didn't go great.
You think they've been scared off those?
It'd be hard not to. I mean, how many of them really went great?
They thought it was good business, and it looks like they've been scared off it.
Yeah, the Tage deal went great. You sign Tage early, and you probably have him for $3 million less per year than you otherwise would have. But Samuelson, it didn't work, and Cousins, it didn't work, and Lukanen, it didn't work. So how's the strategy going right now? I mean, they really should have bought out Samuelson this offseason. That one went, I think, as poorly as it possibly could have after 58 games in the league, if that's the number. That's the number in my head. So that could be it. That would imply, though... Well, that would, and this is probably right, that would imply they don't want to sign Byram to a long-term deal right now.
Yep.
That this wasn't all about Byram doesn't want to be here, although that might also be the case because there's no role here in a power play situation that he might be looking for. But the Sabres at the same time haven't ever seemed to give an indication that they were like trying to sign him to an 8-year contract, and it was Byram that was telling them no. I mean, whenever Kevin Adams has kind of been asked about him, he's never really mentioned him as part of the core, which I think is probably good, right? Like, because this player is, it's debatable how good he really is, but I don't think anybody's ready to tell you he's great, right? Would anybody disagree with that?
No.
That he's great?
No, he seems to be one of these players that you hope some GMs think more of him than he really is, right?
Right.
You hope that... I guess what you were hoping is that Byram got the glow-up that Cousins got when he got traded to the Senators, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, the workhorse defensive stalwart. And it's like, that's not at all what you're getting here. So maybe that's a part of it. I don't know. The whole thing, it's tough because keeping Byram doesn't have to be bad. He can be a decent player for you. He can go. You can love your top four now if you really want to. What? I mean, how long will it stick together? Dahlin and Byram and then Power and Kesselring?
Sure.
And that's my top four.
Then that sounds
and then
pretty
Samuelson's
good.
Samuelson's in my bottom pair with somebody else.
Timmins, probably.
Okay. And
like that on paper sounds like a pretty darn good blue line.
That's not bad. Right? Yeah. It's not bad. But the problem is you are very far from the playoffs. And what are you going to do to make up the gaps? What are you going to do to make a difference? You know, maybe the Byram deal, it's not exactly the same, but Garrett Wilson got a big contract yesterday. Why'd they sign him? Because he's good. Byram is not Garrett Wilson. But
no.
I don't want to live in a spot, Joe, where I'm endlessly saying, oh, get rid of everybody, because that's not the single player that makes you better. It's tough to evaluate the Sabres with Kevin Adams at the helm right now, because the general feel is that it's always in action, and it's always can kicking down the road. And this Byram deal looks like a can kick to me. We're not ready. We don't like the value. We don't have to get rid of him. So we'll sign him for 2 years. And what's the chance in the next 2 years he gets traded for a draft pick at the deadline? 80%? 40%? It's definitely a likely outcome. Right. I mean, if you were to set the over-under on years, how many more years will Byram play with the Sabres? You'd set it at 2.5, and everybody alive would bet the under.
Mm-hmm.
If you set it at 1.5 complete years, you might bet the under. Does he get traded at this deadline because... ready for this? Hey, Byram might be desirable. Guys, it's not just a rental. There's a year of term on this, too.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that a million times. The Sabres did that when they traded for Brad Boyes. So
yes.
It more represents a disappointment about the larger offseason. And I can't say that Kevin Adams could do everything he wants because no move clauses do exist. But I came to this offseason hoping it would be some version of, hey, could they package Paterka and Byram and 9 for something of real significance? Like, hey, can we dream big about a move? And instead, what did we get? Paterka got traded in a deal where it was, well, they did the best they could, and Byram got re-signed because they couldn't find a deal.
Right.
And the 9th pick got drafted because they couldn't find a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Lyon came in, which I think is maybe their best move this offseason, was to get a decent goalie at a good amount, a journeyman who might be able to help backstop your backup spot or even take the starting job if your backup or whatever, if your starter isn't good enough. So the whole offseason is just uninspiring, which is pretty much kind of their theme quite often.
Isn't it really hard to make the case that they got better this offseason?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is hard to make the case they got better. It is easy to make the case that they got slightly different. Because they did. They got slightly different.
I love that set. It's easy that they got slightly different.
Slightly different.
Slightly different.
One forward of significance out, one sure. defenseman of significance in. That's your offseason.
Right.
And your backup goalie, again, I still like that move because they needed someone that wasn't Reimer or Anderson, and this is their new version of that. This is their new Comrie. This is their new Alex yeah. Lyon is a guy that signed for the backup money to try and get some games in the net.
Yep. Well, like really what they did add, and I'm optimistic about, you know, a couple of these individuals, but their offseason consisted of the biggest guy they brought in was a defenseman who played on Utah's third pair last year. They brought in the Red Wings backup goaltender, and they brought in a fourth liner from Columbus. And the Penguins number six defenseman. That's their offseason. Yeah. By the way, every one of those teams, look at the teams they brought guys in from that were not playing important roles. Kesselring, third pair defenseman in Utah. Lyon, backup goalie in Detroit. Timmins, sixth defenseman in Pittsburgh. None of these teams were good. They brought depth role players off teams that weren't even good from last year. And that's going to make them better? They got rid of a guy that was playing an important role off a team that wasn't very good in Paterka. So I wouldn't make the case that they're better unless Kesselring is way better than he was with the Mammoth. Or, like, again, here we are kind of waiting probably for young guys to save the day, right? Like, mm-hmm. Owen Power, please, please become an elite defenseman. Like, elite defenseman. Like, Norris conversation, maybe defenseman. I don't know if he can even do that with, you know, being a second pair guy and second power play minutes, but whatever, that caliber of player, or Benson become like a 70-point guy that's somebody catch lightning in a bottle, because the moves that they make, I just think it's, sure, tinkering. It's tinkering moves.
It's tinkering.
It's stuff that can make you marginally better, but is it something that's going to make you make up a 15-point gap between yeah. what you were in the playoffs? Because that would be incredible to me if Michael Kesselring, Alex Lyon, and Josh Doan, who again I kind of all like to some degree, it would be incredible though if they were the catalyst to being a 75-point team versus being like a 90-point team.
And a 90-point team often is, you know, not enough.
It's not right. That's just in the race.
Right. Well, tinkering, is it very much like what they did with their coaching staff, which was what, change out the strength and conditioning coach? And what they do with GM, they tinkered. They added some pieces around the guy that was right. there. They right. didn't change the GM. They added a senior advisor.
Right.
They added a special assistant. So the offseason has been about tinkering in just about every department. They tinkered with the GM office. They tinkered with the coaching staff. And they tinkered with the roster. Maybe that's what they wanted to do. Because if Kevin Adams doesn't get them to the playoffs this year. If, by the way, they do. You ever think about that? What if they did make it? Would there be a parade? Would he feel like he's a made man now for a decade or
sure.
five more years?
Lifetime contract.
You've shown you could get them there. So, all right, well, I know I can get them there. I'll do it again. Sometimes I wonder about that. Again, like the Byram deal on its own, I don't think is terrible. It's not. They certainly have the cap space. They are spending more against the cap than I thought they would. They're going to have about $5 million in space, which I'm impressed that they've spent that much. They could still, of course, spend five more, but I don't know who you'd spend it on.
No, there's no free agent
available.
It would have had to have been a trade.
It just all
a trade where you'd be acquiring more salary You could want to do that all you want. That's trading a prospect for someone else's good player, right? That's a trade everybody wants to see. It's a trade they probably also want to make, but you're at the time of the year where I don't think you're really finding that from anybody. On the cap thing, this is kind of weird in the league, I guess, where remember when the NFL cap has gone up, where it really drastically went up the first time, and then after that, and the NBA was the same thing where, hey, you got all this new money. Cap went up. Go ahead. What did teams do? Spent it. Right? Like, they went nuts. All the NBA, I remember the first NBA offseason where that happened, and it was totally, like, remember Matthew Dellavedova? Like this Australian guy.
I remember him. If you're going like to his contract, I do not remember.
He was the guy that was with LeBron in that first finals against the Warriors. That's right, he was in the hospital from chasing Steph Curry around.
Yes, he got like thirty million a year
the first time the NBA cap went up. And everyone was like, What did you just do? $30 million a year. The NHL right now, everybody is way below the cap. Nobody spent the money. And is that just because nobody has money to spend? That could be because you can't renegotiate contracts in the NHL, right? NFL cap goes up, you can get a bunch of star players saying, oh, I want more. I want to rip up my deal and start over. And you can't do that in the NHL because, like, Tage Thompson can't tell the Sabres, I want $10 million a
year. That's right.
He can't say that. So the Sabres right now, like, they're middle of the pack. Nashville, Minnesota, Carolina, Seattle, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Calgary, Columbus, Winnipeg, San Jose, Chicago, Anaheim. All have more cap space right now.
Well, one possible explanation for that is, if we could borrow a headline from the NFL, collusion. And the major difference between the NFL and the NHL. So the cap goes up. That's great. The cap goes up. A lot of teams are not going to want to go anywhere near it. And in the NFL, why do teams spend above the cap? Why do teams work these contracts to... That's one thing you can do in the NFL. You can massage it and be way over the cap in a certain year, but you're under it on your numbers. In the NHL, if I'm Toronto, or if I'm trying to pick a team here, Boston, or teams that spend at the cap, Toronto has some room.
The teams right now that are spending right at the cap are Vegas, right. Montreal, Florida, Edmonton, Philly, the Rangers,
okay,
Tampa.
So what I'm getting at is I probably have a good handful of teams in the NHL that I know will not even come close to spending the cap ever and have no interest.
Right.
So now my market as an NHL team is, all right, how many teams are willing to give this player this money? Is it 10? It's not 32. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, you probably have to worry about more teams, 25 to 30 that will spend because the money's just, you know, printing every single year. In the NHL, I just don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You've got teams operating at a loss and getting revenue sharing money to stay above board. In the NFL, I've got every single player salaries paid by the television contracts.
Almost like if Myles Garrett were to hit the open market, how many of the 32 teams would be willing to give him $40 million a year?
32.
And when Mitch Marner hits the open market, how many of those teams would be willing to give him $15
million? Six. That's what I think. Might be 10. Might be 12.
But it's not 32.
It's not 32.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's probably right.
Anyway, yeah, they did not spend all the cap space. All right. So Bo Byram is back for two more years. Maybe they could just trade him. Maybe this locks in. I feel like they're not going to trade him, because if you were going to trade him, how does it work with arbitration, the rules on arbitration? He goes to arbitration, he wins that. You could still trade him.
You can, yeah. And all he can determine on his own is
term.
Term, which they gave him the term he probably would have picked anyway.
He picked 2 years, and they gave him 2 years. They walk him right to unrestricted free agency. I don't know. To me, Byram is a guy that when they acquired him, it was somewhat exciting. And now he's just, I don't know, he's not exactly an inspiring player to me. They want to be tougher to play against. They want to be defensively strong. He's not that. He's not one of those players.
No, he's not that. In fact, if you look at like some of the fancy numbers, he's got some good offensive numbers, which are probably all with Darlene. He's got some bad defensive numbers.
Yep.
Bad defensive numbers.
Well,
He's your most one-dimensional offensive defenseman in the whole core. Like, undoubtedly.
Yep.
Like, he is the most one-dimensional defenseman that they have. You can have guys like that, but you would like to believe they could coexist. Without the superstar. But I do like him with Darlene more than others. I don't think you need to value that at $6 million a year. And it's why I think a trade still makes the most sense for him, because I can plug in a guy next to Darlene and get pretty good results with almost anyone. Jacob Bryson's had good numbers with Darlene. That being said, I think Byram is better with Darlene.
than others. His ability to move around the offensive zone, he's a good skater. I think he's got a good shot for his position. I think offensively, he does give you more from the Dahlin's going to give his partner a lot of opportunities, no matter who that person is. And he's going to give you a lot of offensive zone time, because when Dahlin's on the ice, you're often going to have the puck. Byram, I think, can capitalize on that more than others. I just think you've seen now, though, that's not worth $6 million. Because the second Dahlin goes out of the lineup and I'm on a 10-game losing streak while Byram's my number one defenseman, it looks like a disaster. So he's a fine player. I think with Dahlin, you're going to get good results. But you better not take him away from him.
803-0550. If you want to throw a thought at us about Bo Byram, we're happy to have it. Coming up today, the Chargers are going to give us new uniforms today. They get a third jersey today.
Nice.
Yeah. Alternate jersey, third jersey.
Are they more than anyone feel like they just mess around with colors and do the same thing every time. Right, remember that they have an alternate with like the lightning bolt where it's blue on the inside of the lightning bolt, and like that's kind of the only difference. And this is not the Rivalries uniform, right? I don't think.
No, it's not. So
this is just something brand new.
At Chargers.com, can I tell you, they have preemptively kind of given a teaser about what they're going to look like, but not much.
Okay.
Everything you need to know about the Chargers uniforms that are going to be revealed today. When will they be revealed? Today. Timing will be confirmed publicly in the days preceding the launch. Okay, I haven't seen that timing. What will they look like? You'll have to wait and see. We're not going to spoil the surprise, but come on, it's the Chargers. You know the look will be clean and fresh. Love it. Love getting ahead of it. Because what happens when a new uniform gets revealed? Every comment, you're required by law to say, ooh, so clean. You have to say that. You have to say, these are clean.
Yeah.
And the Chargers are saying you will find them clean and fresh. They did post a teaser video, and all it was a Charger player walking in a storm with some jerseys that they already wear. I don't know if these storm clouds indicate something else. Could they go to some sort of gray?
Yeah, because
the storm clouds that roll in the teaser video almost indicate a slate gray storm cloud kind of look.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Something like that. So we'll see if anything comes out.
Because I'm looking at a graphic from a couple years ago. The Chargers, like, what can they do off of their own that they haven't already done? Like, they've done every shade of blue.
Gray.
They've done all the combinations. Gray is gray, though, clean and fresh?
I don't know, but here's what they're going to do. They're going to go gray, and it's going to be to pay tribute to storms and the naval fleet and Navy bases and ships. There's my guess.
That would be cool. Maybe. They also have not done, like, all yellow. Like a yellow uniform or a yellow helmet. They haven't done that.
That's true.
From what I'm
looking that's coming out today. My guess is it'll be like after our show because they're on the West Coast, but maybe they get leaked. Anyway, there you go. Chargers uniforms come out today. Garrett Wilson signs. Second round picks. I've got an as a goalie for you, Owen. I hope you're prepared. As a goalie. Yes, there's a brief as a goalie today.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Join us on the phone lines, 803-0550, or in the chat. The chat is off to a raucous start today.
Oh, what do we got?
What's you don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Listen, I say this with love. There are a lot of bad points in the chat right now. A lot of bad points. I'm talking to you guys, in the YouTube chat. Now, I'm probably making bad points too. But in the chat, it's been a morning. We're having a morning. We're going to get ourselves on track, get some coffee, shake out the cobwebs. We'll talk Bo Byram. We'll talk to Paul later today. Tyler Dunn at 7 on Dalton Kincaid. And lots more to get to. 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.